Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 8, and we're reading verses 34 to 39.
When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him.
Our focus is on verse 39. Return home and tell. It may not be the place we would choose, but it is the best place to tell what Jesus has done for us. The man who had been set free from demons by Jesus wanted to go with him to be part of Christ's itinerant ministry. But Jesus knew that this man could be most effective back home. An experience at the Christian convention or holiday can be dramatic and exciting, but the reality of any change in us is proved at home, where we live and work. In the everyday situations and run-of-the-mill events, we must make known what Jesus has done for us. Those who know us will be the best to see the difference Jesus makes. The need to tell others is also key to this directive. Keep quiet and nobody needs to know. But if our experience of Jesus is real, then we will want to tell others. It is not about either speaking or living as a Christian. It's about both living for and speaking about Jesus. So let's do both today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have done in my life. May your Holy Spirit help me to live and speak in a way that lets other people know that you can change their lives too. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.